This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about an Australian rugby player who was suspended for posting scripture verses on Instagram. But rugby star Israel Folau is requesting a hearing. Find out more right after this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan Lestrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan Lestrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as a download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you'd like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat.
Australian rugby player Israel Folau was suspended for posting Bible verses on Instagram. He posted Galatians 5:19 through 21, which says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." End quote. He also posted Acts 2:38, where Peter calls his hearers to repent and believe in Jesus, as well as Acts 17:30, another verse on repentance. Above those verses, he posted a personal comment, saying, "Those that are living in sin will end up in hell unless you repent. Jesus Christ loves you and is giving you time to turn away from your sin and come to him." End quote. Because of this, Folau was suspended and his contract was terminated back in April. After Rugby Australia's controversial decision, one of Folau's main sportswear sponsors, ASICS, dumped his contract. Now he's requesting a hearing in light of the disciplinary action. According to the BBC, a three-person panel will decide what disciplinary action Folau will face. His former coach, Alan Jones, jumped to Folau's defense. Jones said this, "The Australian people won't accept this. This is not the Australia our veterans fought for, and we're going to have to take back our country by argument and by the democratic and peaceful process, not by hate and revenge or vilification or intimidation." End quote. Throughout this process, Folau says he's holding his head up high. So keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast for more updates on this story. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.